This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the UK and EU have made a decisive breakthrough in talks to end a post-Brexit trade dispute. Speaking alongside EU leader Ursula von der Leyen, Sunak said the two sides had agreed to changes that will remove onerous customs checks on goods moving to Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. Von der Leyen said the agreement restored UK-EU relations to the right footing. Nigeria's Independent Electoral Commission has begun announcing official results from Saturday's presidential election. But just minutes into the national tally on Monday, party agents challenged the outcomes. Last week's polls were marred by delays and technical problems that saw thousands of voters hit the streets Sunday in protest. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
Officials from Nigeria's electoral body, INEC, announced early results from four out of Nigeria's 36 states, putting the All Progressives Congress presidential candidate Bola Ahmed Tinubu in the lead. But the announcement of results was met with resistance from political parties. They said INEC's field officers failed to upload the latest results from polling units in order to manipulate the figures. The elections Saturday were marred by widespread delays, technical difficulties with the voting machines, and threats of violence and insecurity. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israel has sent hundreds of more troops to the occupied West Bank after Jewish settlers rampaged through a Palestinian town. Sunday's events kicked off when a Palestinian gunman shot and killed two Israelis in the Palestinian town of Hawara in the northern West Bank. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. A majority of the nation's business economists expect a U.S. recession to begin later than they had previously forecast. This after a series of reports pointed to a surprisingly resilient economy despite steadily higher interest rates. 58% of economists who responded to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics predict a recession sometime this year, but only 25% of them think it will happen by the end of March. Rescue crews are searching for dozens of people believed still missing from a migrant shipwreck off the coast of southern Italy that drove home once again the dangerous crossing of migrants seeking to reach Europe. Charles Della Desma has more.
Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi, who has spearheaded Italy's crackdown on migration, has met with local officials in Crotone. At least 80 people survived Sunday's shipwreck, with rescue crews recovering dozens of bodies, including those of several children and the corpse of a young man on Monday morning. Dozens more were feared dead. The ship was carrying around 170 people. Piantedosi insists the solution is to put an end to migrant crossings at their origin. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Huge crowds gathered across Mexico on Sunday to oppose changes to the Independent Electoral Authority, arguing that the changes threaten democracy. The Mexican Congress last week approved a major overhaul of the National Electoral Institute, which President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has repeatedly attacked as corrupt and inefficient. The president denies the changes will weaken Mexican democracy, but critics have vowed to take the legislation to the Supreme Court. The director of the CIA says U.S. intelligence shows that China's President Xi Jinping has instructed his country's military to be ready by 2027 to invade Taiwan. Tommy McNeil has the story.
CIA Director William Burns says Xi may be currently harboring doubts about his ability to make a move against Taiwan, given Russia's experience in its war with Ukraine. Burns tells CBS has faced the nation that the U.S. takes very seriously Xi's desire to ultimately control Taiwan, even if military conflict is not inevitable. Burns says the support from the U.S. and European allies for Ukraine may be acting as a potential deterrent to China for now, but the risk of a possible attack on Taiwan will only grow stronger in the coming years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has handed over the Afghan embassy in Tehran to the Taliban, the youngest country to accept the Taliban diplomats but not recognize the government. Karish, Washington.